Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today Radio.
The patriarch of the Jackson family is gone. Joe Jackson passed away at the age of 89. This according to TMZ. Family sources say Joe passed away at 3:30 in the morning in L.A. Joe has been hospitalized since June with terminal cancer. His family had been flocking to his bedside since. His wife, Catherine, had been at his bedside, as were some of Joe's children and grandchildren. He's been battling health problems for some time now, hospitalized back in 2016 after coming down with the high fever. He bounced back not long after that and was seen partying in Vegas. His health was also fragile after a stroke and three heart attacks back in 2015. Doctors implanted a pacemaker. No funeral arrangements have been made at this time. T-Pain is suing Convict for unpaid royalties from his fifth album. Back in 2017, the Jasmine brand is reporting that after 6 years or radio silence, T-Pain finally released Oblivion, his fifth studio album, despite being a joyous occasion for T-Pain fans. Everything on the business side wasn't as joyous. T-Pain, whose real name is Fahim Rashid Najim, signed a 6-album deal with Convict Music back in 05. Normally, the self-proclaimed rapper-turned-singer would be paid in advance for his albums, but that was not the case, even though it was for the first four. But when it came to Oblivion, that never happened. T-Pain says he is owed a minimum of $200,000 as an advance for the album and another $200,000 with its delivery. He says he's also owed semi-annual royalty accountings and payments per their agreement. This wouldn't be the first time T-Pain had to battle it out for his money. And back in November, T-Pain sued Cash Money Records for $500,000 in royalties stemming from his work with Lil Wayne's The Carter 3 album. He also attempted to sue his booking agency, but later dropped the suit. You know who else wants some money? Dame Dash. And was not scared that somebody was recording the altercation between him and director Lee Daniels. He confronted him in public for the $25 million he owes him. Several years, Dame Dash has been claiming that he's been trying to collect his money from director Lee Daniels. And according to Dash, he funded several of Daniels' projects, but never got repayments or the percentage of profits he was promised. Dame took matters to court and filed a $25 million lawsuit, which not only included the money he should have received from Daniels, but damages as well. In 2014, Daniels followed up with the court documents of his own, citing that not only did Dash breach contracts, but that his suit was so vague that he has no idea what agreements Dash is even speaking of. Well, Dash actually explained it in person. He says this, and it's been posted on Instagram. I straight up loaned this dude, Lee Daniels, $2 million to pay for his dream of being a director. It was the money I was using to fund my movies and stay indie. He promised I'd get my money back in months. Then he'd make Precious and goes missing so he doesn't have to pay me. And then Butler, then Empire. Some other stuff went down. Why does this dude feel like he doesn't have to pay me? Why do I have to look crazy to get my money back or go to court? Ask him, why doesn't he feel like he has to pay me even though he has it? What type of ish is this? Hashtag pay what you owe me. Lee Daniels even made Charlamagne the God's donkey of the day. Give this man his money, please. You got it?